This is case number 12,583. Terry D. Weaver seeks variances from the front yard setback requirement for a proposed structure, sections 11534 and 115182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Lisa Avenue within the Holly Acres subdivision. The 911 address is not available. The zoning district is MR. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 12, Parcel 135. Specifically, the applicant requests a 6-foot variance from the front yard setback requirement for a covered porch and a 9.3-foot variance from the front yard setback for proposed steps. There are 2 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and zero mail returns.
Hi. My name is Terry Weaver. I live at 36496 Lisa Avenue, currently right now.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Requesting this this empty lot right now. So we're getting ready to propose to build a house for me and my wife. And the lot's kind of small. It's only 100 foot by 100 foot. The house is a fairly one-level house for me and my wife. We're both getting ready, seniors as we all are. So we're trying to keep it down to one level. So I wanted to encroach the front porch onto the setback so that it would give me more variance in my backyard. Because the backyard is going to have the septic tank, or not a septic tank, I'm sorry, it's going to have the well drilled in it, and it's also going to have a gas tank put in the back so we have gas to the house. So basically, I'm just trying to get as much backyard as possible for my home so that we kind of live in our backyard in our sunroom. Right now, we live at the house next door with my son. We live in the house backyard, and we don't have a sunroom. So it's basically all I'm trying to do is just get everything set up so that I can move in there. The house is on a private road. It's not owned by the county. It's owned by the people that live there. We maintain it. It's our responsibility to do so. I looked at moving either right or left a little bit. It doesn't, it's there's just no space to do it with the house that's here. The house is about 56 feet long, and it goes back about 46 feet. So if I'm 30 feet off the road, it leaves me a little over 30 feet in the backyard, which isn't a whole lot. And 6 more feet will give me a little more space. I don't see that this is going to vary anything in the neighborhood. Like I said, it's a private road. There's only, at this point, there was just recently 2 lots sold on the road on the opposite side of the tax ditch from where I am. Actually, to the left side of that property, and where you see the tree line, is a tax ditch that runs all the way down that that side of the property. On the opposite side of that tax ditch, that lot sold, is it 135 sold, 06, and 13502 just recently sold. They're the only houses that will be getting put up on the street besides the ones that are here. The existing house on, I believe it's, I can't see, it's 1058 across the street to my right is kind of a trailer that sits also in front of that 30-foot setback. And I also got a neighbor, which my son is who I'm living with. He wrote a letter saying it was okay for me to do this. The people right across the street from me also wrote a letter saying it was okay for me to do this, which I submitted.
Does that complete your presentation?
Yes, sir.
Any questions?
Is this on septic, or are you going to need a sewer system?
No, it's a county sewer.
It's county sewer?
Yeah.
Is the well already there, or is it?
No, it has not been put in yet. We're waiting for this variance before we have the well set, because they wanted to see how much space we had to do it. So.
Would you say that the well and the gas tank are going to be put in your building envelope in the back there?
Yes. Yeah, the gas tank preferably is probably going to go closer to the driveway side, and the well will probably continue closer to the other corner over near the side towards the tax ditch, however far they'll let me get to that point. So I know I have to stay a certain part away from that. So, and at this time, there's also a shed in the backyard, which isn't on any plot plan, but it was there when we bought it. So it's a small shed, and it's probably going to get moved just because of its location.
Would you like to keep the shed where it's at?
No, I think I would like to, I'd like to actually move it to another location if I do keep it at all, but it's kind of small, so it's only like an 8x10. So if I did something with a shed, it would be a little bit bigger. But with this garage, I'm not going to need one, so I think it'll be okay.
Does the property slope at all towards the tax ditch?
No, actually it does not. Only across the front of the property, probably about 5 feet off the road, there's kind of a little culvert that runs parallel to the property and the road that runs towards the tax ditch.
And the tax ditch is, looks to be on your property a portion, is that correct?
Yeah, I actually own a portion of the tax ditch, yes.
And you've got to keep some things away from the tax ditch, I presume?
There's a lot of growth there, as you can see. There's a lot of tree growth. We've cut back some of that tree growth because it was impeding on just overgrown trees onto the property, which would have, I was worried about would fall on the house at a later point because they were just crappy trees. They're not really like a blue spruce or an oak or a maple or something. Most of them were just cheap firewood.
Is Lisa Avenue a paved road?
No, it's not. Stone.
And does the stone go up right up to the property line, or does it appear to be you're further away from that?
The stone appears to be, from even with the picture you're looking at, the stone is off my property line by almost 12 to 15 feet. So even if they wouldn't come in and pave the road and widen it, I'm still going to be well beyond what they would need to do that. I doubt if the people that live there are going to foot the bill for that, though, even if I would want to.
Anything further?
Are there any trees in the backyard?
Mostly in the backyard, it's not much growth at all. Most of my growth is on the side. I mean, there's trees in the backyard, but they're kind of like in the guy's property behind me, and they kind of lean over mine, but they're all sassafras, like sassafras trees. I have two really nice pine trees you can kind of see on the left side, right near the tax ditch. That real bright green is a pine tree similar to the one that my son has in his front yard, and there's two of them there which we've cleared out around, and we're trying to get them to thrive. And I also have about 10 red leaf maple trees that I just, yearlings that are about this tall, I planted this year in some pots, which I'm going to put around the property once the house goes in.
So the two pines you're trying to help thrive are off to the side. They're not going to be affected by this variance?
No, not at all. And there's a big one in front. And I'm actually trimming it up enough so that when it's done, it won't overhang my front porch.
Further questions? Is there anyone present who's in favor of this application? We have one. Is there anyone here who's in opposition to this application? Operator?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5.
Thank you.
Again, if anyone on the line is in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, there are no pending comments.
Thank you. There are no further questions. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12583 for Mr. Terry Weaver for the request variance. Variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use of development of adjacent property nor be detrimental to public welfare, and the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, too, for those reasons. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 12583 has been approved.
Thank you. Have a good evening.